put a spell on you. Cause you're mine.
Welcome to Hex Rated, where we four witches will take you on a magical journey through foul language and outrageous feminism, plus some witchy shit.
You know I can't stand it. You're running around. You know better, daddy.
I'm not an engineer.
You're learning by doing.
That's a fact. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Yeah, y'all say, hey. We're all saying hey.
Hey. I didn't pick up the memo. I'm sorry.
Oh, we're hey. This is, you're listening to Hex Rated. Where we come together and talk about witching.
Witching and bitching. Yep.
And bitching. We've been doing some bitching tonight. A little bit. Bitching about doctors.
Bitching about everything.
And things. Yeah.
Well, speaking of, not bitching, but we posted a meme on the grams and on the Facebooks.
It was just the grams.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it was actually a meme that Lily made of something I said in a different context. And we got a comment that seemed to generate a little controversy. So we figured we may as well address it. So basically the meme was, I had been talking about this anthropological study of they figured out that the gene for light skin is about 8,000 years old. And I was like blowing my mind from like a paleoanthropology standpoint. And I was like, yeah, it's crazy that the human species is 2,000 years old at least, and the gene for white skin is only 8,000 years old.
200,000 years old.
Oh, sorry, what did I say?
2,000.
No, 200. 200.
So many more thousands than
more
eight.
Thousands.
Yes.
Very many more. Who's to say exactly how many more? There's no way to know, except division. So, but anyway, I was like, yeah, so like, white people, get over yourself. And we thought, and fun fact, we're all white people. But so anyway, Lily made it into a meme and we all thought it was kind of funny and we posted it. I don't have the screen cap in front of me right now, so I don't know the username, but she was like, so is generalizing people like feminist now?
Generalizing white people.
White people, yes.
Yeah. And I would say, as the person that originally said it, that didn't make the meme, that if you are a white person that thinks your whiteness makes you special or more important or better or more evolved or anything like that, then yes, you absolutely need to get over yourself.
Yes.
Everybody everywhere needs to get over the fact that whiteness is somehow superior to anything else, because it's objectively just not.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not.
Yep.
Certainly not saying that all people think that, all white people think that. That was my intention with saying it. I was just shocked because I was surprised that this scientific fact was not in the news more. And do you have anything to say, Lily? Because you actually created the meme and posted it. So
yeah, I just thought it was hilarious. And especially with everything going on right now, like when you think of how many white, the amount of the percentage of people who voted for Trump who were white, the percentage of people who voted for Roy Moore.
The percentage of white women that voted for Roy Moore is astounding. And to me, like, my take on this is it is up to other white people to call out white people. And I mean, it's certainly not the job of people of color to teach white people how to behave.
Well, we have the privilege
exactly
of being listened to. We have
yes
the platform because of being white.
Absolutely. And if, I mean, like, I just think that just like exactly what Scarlett said, if you feel like your whiteness gives you some sort of specialness, I mean, there's no doubt it does give you privilege, but if you think that it is wrong to say get over yourself, I don't know.
I think things like that have to be said when you have Steve Bannon and you have Richard Spencer out there having a platform that people are listening to.
Right.
You know, when Breitbart exists, when, you know, when the KKK is suddenly not a big deal anymore.
Right. Yeah.
You know, when neo-Nazis can just be out and about with their flags and people are like, it's just a protest. Like
driving their cars over people.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're certainly not saying that all white people.
No.
think those things are all Nazis, are all in the KKK, because we are not. And but I think that literally everyone can get over the fact that whiteness is somehow inherently better than other skin tones. Well, and like, it's just not.
I also think that too, like, if you think that you don't have some sort of institutionalized like bias or racism, think again, because chances are we all have a little bit of some sort of bias in us, whether we can say we're not racist at all. I mean, I certainly wouldn't consider myself a racist, but because of our society or culture, you don't know what implicit inherent stuff is laying. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
I've taken those tests where it says, you know, look at these faces and see how you feel. And like, it's like, well, you know, you're a little bit, you may be a little bit biased. I'm like, oh, fuck, you know, mm-hmm. How can I get over that? Right. So it's our job to try and get over that.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. No, I totally agree with you. And it's our job to use our privilege to our call platform. It out when right. we see it.
Yeah. I totally agree. Being feminist, I think that's part of our job, our responsibility. So saying generalizing white people is not what we were doing. I didn't think we had to clarify what it was about.
I mean, obviously it was meant to be, one, it was obviously meant to be funny. Like,
right.
It wasn't.
We're all about the humor, people.
Yeah, it was obviously meant to be funny, I think. Second,
but it's also like with people getting upset about, like, you know, the dudes that do, you know,
oh, not all men.
Not all men. Or, yeah, not all men.
And hashtag not all men.
Or people that get upset with where you don't have to clarify what all, like, Black Lives Matter means. You mm-hmm. like, it's the people that are, well, all lives matter. Yeah, we know all lives matter, but that's not, but
not
that's
the point.
Not
what we're
Black
talking
Lives
about.
Matter is about Black Lives Matter too, and they're not being listened to.
Yeah, right. You have to be reminded.
Yeah.
They're, you know, it's, you shouldn't yeah. have to Ooh, clarify sorry. That. And mm-hmm. I felt like that was kind of the problem with that, is do we have to clarify what that meant? I mean, I guess we do, but I mean,
mm-hmm.
we're clarifying it now.
Yeah. And just If you are offended that maybe someone assumes that because you're white, you might be racist, significantly less hurt feelings than being the victim of actual racism.
Yeah.
Just going to throw that out
Absolutely.
There. Absolutely. So on the scale of people getting their feelings hurt, you're still winning. So.
Well, and maybe you need to take it upon yourself to be more active to educate yourself.
And become an ally.
Become an ally. Right. And all that
but certainly not trying to generalize all white people are racist mm-hmm. because we don't think that, and we certainly wouldn't want that.
Mm-hmm.
And not right. and certainly not to discourage anyone who considers themselves an ally to stop trying to be an ally. So yeah, that we just wanted to address that.
Yeah, and we don't want to we're not trying to discourage people from commenting on things we post
no,
either.
No, this and is, that's why we wanted to discuss it.
Yeah, it engenders, you know, excellent discussion. So please, you know, if
yeah,
it,
responding on Instagram just didn't seem the right like yeah. the right platform. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
More fun from the reader mailbag. Athena Orbweaver sent us a lot of really great questions. If you were going to have to grab a bag of stuff for a 4 a.m. like witch emergency, like one of us gets a call that's like, yo, we got to like curse someone or do an exorcism or something. Like what
shit
would
shit is going down?
Yeah. 4 a.m. You get the call. You're like, we need your witchy ass here. ASAP. What would you grab?
Shit.
I would grab my mask, and probably like my tarot cards.
Which mask?
Probably my Galaxy Cat mask.
Ooh, Galaxy Cats. Galaxy Cat to the rescue.
It's like my personal mask. I have a couple yeah. masks I've made, but that's mm-hmm. like my personal where I was trying
I love
to just
that one.
Channel my spirit a yeah. little bit. It's got like branches sticking out of it and moss. And
it's like the Milky Way painted on it.
Yeah.
Super cool.
Yeah. So that I would grab that. That and if you're like needing to go undercover, I got a mask and I got a Stang that I can stab somebody with.
Yeah,
if I need
Stang
to.
Is a good prop.
Yeah.
It looks very threatening.
Yeah, for real.
It does. Blackbird, go.
Oh, okay. I would have a couple of special rocks. I have some rocks that I would bring, some crystals. I have a special key.
Well, wait, what rocks?
Oh,
crystals?
Sorry. Just
Are you just
like,
going to grab them from
No,
the
like, I have, like, a clear quartz and a citrine that I would grab and probably...
Why those? Because I don't know
I'll
that.
Tell
Y'all
you.
Are way more into gems and rocks.
I mean, for me, like, clear quartz just, like, kind of amplifies shit or cleanses it. Cleanse and amplify to me. And then citrine for, like, people that have... problems with self-worth or self-doubt. So to me, that's probably what my witch emergency is going to be. Yo, we need your empathy. Get over here right now. I mean, I might bring some like hematite just for grounding purposes. I don't know. I would have some crystals, maybe a little bag. Maybe I need a bug out bag of crystals.
A witchy bug out bag.
Witchy bug out bag. And I would also bring, let's see, I got the key. And my bell.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. That's a good emergency.
The bell would be on, and I'd probably wear some sort of head wrap if I had time.
Ooh.
You know, I would bring my cat if people would just let me bring my cat everywhere. But I don't know. He's getting real big.
Who cares if they'll let you? Just grab him.
Just grab him. Just grab him. Shove him under your coat.
Just hide him.
What about you, Scarlet?
Salt. Yeah. For sure. That's a good way just to throw down a warding or a cleansing on anything, pretty much. Or if somebody's flipping out, give them some salt to salt to ground. Other than that, I mean, I would maybe bring a stang just because it's a great prop and it looks serious.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but how do you feel about it?
Yeah. It just looks cool.
Yeah.
It's more for if there are other people like muggles that are bystanders.
It's
probably
good for threatening. To me, like, it feels powerful. Like, it makes me feel powerful.
And I'd probably bring, like, a scratch paper and a big Sharpie.
Oh, yeah.
Because either to draw, like, homemade Ouija board, do some sigils, like, that's something good. Like that. Other than that, I probably wouldn't really bring a whole lot. Maybe also some milk and honey, because that's always, like, a really good offering for something if you don't. Or, like, a small, like, airplane thing of liquor, just because that's, like, a really good all-purpose offering for pretty much anything if you're trying to do something with spirits. So, and also honey, you know, it's great for burns and tea, and people will not reject your offering of honey. So, yeah, that, but really salt would be my main go-to. It's anything really else, I feel like I could probably MacGyver on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. What about you?
Salt. Salt's a good one, I guess. Sage to burn or something to burn, or like my pipe and smoke, whatever I could grab really quick since this is an emergency.
Yeah.
Probably wine or mead as an offering. I use mead a lot.
Yep.
As far as like little ritual items, I guess my mom's pocket knife, which I use a lot. And yeah, I guess if it was like an emergency, those would be like the things I grabbed. Maybe my broom.
Yeah.
Potentially.
I might want a pendulum, but, like, you can make a pendulum out of anything, so I
something.
Wouldn't really need to grab it.
Oh, my runes. I'd grab my bag of runes. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting because if I don't know what's going on, you're like, I don't know.
Right.
Like, what is the nature of the emergency?
That's the thing. That's what's hard for me because I have a whole room full of shit. I don't know. A little bit of everything. I mean, the things that I work with the most are the key and the bell. So if I had to leave with just those two things, I could probably make it work.
Yeah, the bell would be definitely a good one. You could use that for
I like
shit.
Salt, though. I should have thought about that. That would be great. Salt's getting added to the emergency witch kit. Rad. That's a great question. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Athena. So if you have questions or topics that you'd like us to maybe consider for the next episode, please feel free to get in touch with us either on Facebook or Instagram or through our email, which is hexratedpodcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Send us all your things, and we'll see you. And I don't know. Have best wishes for a happy new year. Yay.
Yeah.
Hocus pocus, bitches.